The following is an unpaid political announcement.
Howdy again, fellow Americans. This here is Roy D. Mercer, write-in candidate for president of your United States, with another in a series of brief messages that I hope will give y'all a better understanding of who I am and what I will and ain't gonna stand for. First off, let me tell you straight out, I'm an ornery old cuss with a mean streak that'd make Haley's Comet look like a popcorn fart. So, needless to say, I ain't getting in this here race to do no pussyfooting. No, sir. I worked hard all my life for what I got, and I'm sick and tired of that bunch of slick-tongued, overpaid bunch of yahoos down there in Washington, D.C., telling me that with all the money they got and with all them folks they got, that's the best that they can do. Hell, bam. The only other people I know who's making that much money for doing nothing is that fella that married a Kardashian for about 2.5 minutes and one or two ex-college football coaches. I'm telling you, if I was in the White House and I couldn't do no better than that, I'd drop my $200 tailored drawers and get somebody to shave my butt and teach me how to walk backwards. Of course, it ain't all their faults. It's just like I learned in my days in the Merchant Marines. If you start smelling something stanky, you can usually trace it right back to the head. And folks, it ain't no different in government. The incumbent, which up until a couple of weeks ago I thought was one of them sideways sex positions, the incumbent has been a-telling y'all that he's trying to build a bridge into the 21st century. Bull butter. I tell you that he's building a rotted-out rope swing heading right straight into the mouth of a man-eating water moccasin. So, why, you ask, should you give another country boy a chance to run this here country? Well, I'll tell you why. Number one, if elected, my first act as president will be to pass a law that'll let me decapitate anybody, college or pro, that dances, proposes to a cheerleader, or just anybody that can't act like he's been there before. Number two, I think if people want them to eat a spotted owl or some other almost extinct kind of a lizard, I say bring on the coleslaw. Number three, I believe there's way too much sex happening on TV and not enough of it happening on my kitchen table. And number four, if elected and them dadgum bunch of congressmen don't do what I say, I ain't gonna whine about it. I'm just gonna drag each and every one of them behind the woodshed and beat the ever-loving crapital hill out of them. Number five, if I'm president, I'm gonna force Hollywood to make movies like they used to make them. Inspirational movies, you know, movies about cars that have names. Movies about brave dogs that find their ways home. And of course, movies that take us behind the walls of women's prisons. And number six, no more foreign aid, especially to them soccer-playing countries. Number seven, no fat women in a tube top within 100 yards of an eating place. And finally, number eight, rather than a bunch of goddamn computers, I want to put some new tools into the hands of our teachers, a 3/4-inch plywood paddle. And that's just a few of the reasons that'll persuade you and yourn to come join me and my Pop Knot party this November as we troll our way up the Potomac. Good, solid, sound reasons, except for maybe that slip about the women's prison movies. Then come election day, you'll write in Roy D. Mercer. That's Roy Damn Mercer for president, where I still say, vote for me, or I'll whoop your ass.
Paid for by the Jones Gynecologist Office. Dr. Gary Jones, at your cervix.